All right, David, today we're going to take some time and talk just about one market today. Phoenix, Arizona. So I think it'd be helpful just to say, you know, to give, again, this, hopefully this podcast is helpful if you don't know anything about Phoenix, or if you do know some things about Phoenix, you'll learn something new. So I think it'd be helpful to talk about kind of the, some of the historical context, narrative of the Phoenix market, talk about what's going on currently, and look into the future. How do you see, you know, that market continue to evolve?
Yeah.
You know, again, 1, 2, 5 years out. So
yeah,
let's talk about, you know, kind of how Phoenix got to be what it is today, some of the historical factors that have come into play in the Phoenix data center market.
Yeah, in the U.S., there's really 6 major data center markets. You know, Northern Virginia is the largest. Then you have areas like Dallas and Chicago and Phoenix that are kind of in Northern California that are kind of in that next group. And then Atlanta maybe is below that from a size perspective. And Phoenix is really steadily grown over the last 5 years. You know, when we started tracking the market back in 2015, the market was 140 megawatts of multi-tenant commission power that we tracked. And year to date today in 2021, it's 307 megawatts. So it's essentially doubled over the last 5 years, which speaks to the growth that's taken place, which we'll talk about here in a little bit. And, you know, it really has, when you think about Phoenix as a market, there's really 5 different areas. You know, in some places you'd call those boroughs, but in...
It's boroughs west.
In Phoenix, we'll just call them areas.
Yes. Where regions, zones, submarkets. Sure. I think the term is submarkets.
Let's in the real estate world, yes, it is.
It's submarkets.
So Phoenix has 5 distinct areas of data center growth. And most markets start, if you look back in the past at Dallas, Chicago, you know, Northern Virginia, kind of, you know, they have like distinct downtown areas where there's a Carrier Hotel and the growth begins. In Phoenix, Carrier Hotel's 120 East Van Buren. Digital Realty owns that. But around that downtown area, there's also some other pretty big data center providers that have large footprints. Iron Mountain's probably a really good example of one. They, you know, acquired IO's assets years ago. And have been growing since then. QTS has a site there. So that's kind of how downtown works. Then probably 7 or 8 years ago, gosh, it's funny now, I'm like, I think, as I think in my head, I'm like, oh, 5 years ago, but it was really like 8 to 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. Chandler, Arizona, which is south of Phoenix, really started to grow. Digital Realty has a presence there. CyrusOne has a very large campus in that area. And so H5 Data Center has a spot there. So that's, and we've seen that market grow significantly over time. Then we also started seeing, that was south of Phoenix, and we started seeing growth north of the downtown area. And Aligned Data Centers is clearly the largest provider in that market, and they have a gigantic facility there, and they've been very successful. And then if you move to the east, you have Mesa. And Mesa is interesting because you've got a number of different things happening. You have some cloud service providers that have bought their own land. So they own land and will build and own and operate their own facilities. You have EdgeCore is a good example of a company that has built a purpose-built facility in Mesa. And then you have, you know, someone like Evoque who acquired AT&T assets and has continued to grow their footprint in that market in, you know, the legacy AT&T facilities. And so that's a really interesting dynamic because you have like big wholesale opportunities as well as like more retail opportunities with someone like Evoque that does, you know, probably 1 to 20 cabinet, 50 cabinet type requirements. So, and then you move to the other side of the market, the west side, which is where Goodyear is. So if you want to see spring training games, you go to Goodyear.
I do.
That's right. So you go to Goodyear, but you can also see a number of different data center sites that have been purchased by operators that are looking to grow, as well as cloud service providers that own and operate their own properties. So that's how the 5 areas of Phoenix have been, you know, developed over the last 5-10 years.
You know, you mentioned some of the cloud service providers over in Mesa.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you look at, you know, how operators and probably those hyperscalers have kind of planned for future growth in Phoenix, you know, you can see that we capture that as like a planned power metric.
Yes.
And in Phoenix is a market where that's so far out of skew with the current size of the market.
Yes.
And it's almost like, we know this, but like the whiff of interest from some of those larger customers can really drive market activity. So that kind of pivoting towards, you know, what's kind of going on in Phoenix today.
Yep.
And talk about specifically, I know most people are interested in what those cloud service providers are doing, but also, you know, there's plenty of other activity there. So talk about like what's going on in Phoenix today.
Yeah. Related to the planned power, I actually have some stats for you.
Oh, you do?
I have my stat glasses on, so some stats, stats for you. So
I thought that was why you had those on.
That's right. Yeah. So we track planned power here at Data Center Hawk. So planned data center projects. So let me walk you through the last 5 years, how that's changed.
Please.
In 2017, we tracked 185 megawatts of planned projects. It was a lot, but in 2018, it went from 185 to 523. In 2019, it went from 523 to 2019, 1197 megawatts, so 1.2 gigawatts. In 2020, it went to 1492 megawatts. In 2021, it went to 1690.
So it's like basically 10x in the last 5 years.
Yeah, and so your point is like the out of skew comment, which really has to do with the, you know, when those cloud service providers start growing in an area and they express interest in an area, the data center operators are looking to make sure that they can meet the timelines moving forward. So I think what's really important to know is like there's not, you know, 1700 megawatts of construction taking place in Phoenix right now. But I think what it shows is that as those groups want to grow there, there's a pathway for growth. And there's other markets where that's not the case. In fact, I would tell you that more than ever, this growth, like being able to grow significantly in markets, is more important than it's ever been. And because of things like regulatory issues or because of things like, you know, power costs or tax challenges, it can really hinder a market's growth opportunities. And so the fact that you have that path, and which we can talk about here, like what that means for the future, I think makes Phoenix a really interesting market moving forward. And then I think the other thing in the past is Phoenix has like benefited from being close to the West Coast, but not on the West Coast.
On the West Coast, yeah.
So the fact that, you know, there's ample amount of land to grow.
Phoenix, we're not California. That's
right.
Their greatest sales pitch.
That's right.
At this point.
Yeah,
no offense, California. Yeah. Well, maybe some offense.
No, but it's, you know, there's, I mean, just the challenges that companies have there for growing, and there's still growth happening in that market, but it's just different. So, so anyway, I think the fact that it's there, but it's not, you know, in that area is a benefit and has benefited that area. What you're seeing now in that market, which I think is really interesting, is this dual strategy with data center, big data center users, hyperscale. These are, you know, 10 companies, 20 companies across the world that are growing in ways that we've really never seen in the space. And they do two things. They buy land, and then they will build, own, and operate those facilities themselves. And then about 4 or 5 years ago, they began leasing large infrastructure in big cities. So to support the business and consumer, you know, products that they have, they're out in the market. And so that's a big trend that we're seeing. And it's really happening in Phoenix. Not just, you know, it's happening in Mesa. It's happening in Goodyear. Those are the two areas we're really seeing it take place right now. And there's, you know, the interesting thing is there's really nothing that can, you know, will stop that, because you do have ample amounts of power.
That's the thing. Power, land.
Yeah.
You know, water. Again, I'm not super familiar with the water situation in Phoenix, but it doesn't seem like you hear it as a challenge there.
Yeah.
Whereas it might be in other markets.
Yeah. And, you know, the data center users there, as well as the operators, have really worked over the last 5 years to get as much water out of the data center design as they can.
Yeah.
And so I think that's a benefit. But, yeah, so that you've got the infrastructure there. You've got a really good tax incentive story here. You know, we say it all the time, but, like, the quickest way to change a market is change tax incentives. And that really has that really can impact the way that companies look at a market, because the cost, just the savings on the sales tax, like the IT infrastructure sales tax or the stuff on the raised floor or data center space now is, I mean, significant. So – so anyway, that's the really exciting thing about a market like this. And that's why you're seeing, you know, so many people there, one of the misconceptions I think about Phoenix is that it's oversupplied. So, you know, when somebody hears like, oh, there's so much planned power, or there's, you know, that can keep people outside of the market. But if you look at really what is being built, who has started actually doing the permitting and the things necessary to complete, you know, data center developments, and how many of those are leased or not, it's a small list. So given the big demand that's looking in that market, as well as the supply, it's a really interesting market. And, you know, it's certainly one that I'm excited to see what happens in the next, you know, 5 to 10 years.
Yeah. Speaking of that, so talk about, you know, next 1, 2, 5 years, you know, how do you expect the things you described up to current to continue, or how they might change going forward?
Yeah. The one thing that I'm encouraged by too in Phoenix is like the enterprise market growth. So if you think about, you know, areas like Dallas, Chicago, and Phoenix to an extent, a lot of what has built the strength of those markets from a data center standpoint has been insurance companies, financial companies, technology companies growing in the market. And a lot of people, especially in the last 2 years, the growth has not been necessarily like new requirements coming into the market. It's been expansions of companies that are currently in a market. And in an area like Phoenix, we've seen that take place. And I think that's a really big benefit of a market like that, that the business climate is strong and moving forward, and there's a lot of stuff taking place there, and probably I would say it's, you know, somewhat been rejuvenated over these last 2 or 3 months, just where COVID is and the fact that it feels like we're getting to a different place and people feel more comfortable in their figuring out what the future environment might be versus a year ago when everyone was scratching their heads trying to figure out what was going on. So that's a really good thing. And I think over the next year to 3 years, that enterprise sector in a market like Phoenix will grow, which is important because it takes, companies that are looking at, you know, landing 20 cabinet type requirements. And we mentioned Evoke is a good example, or a Flexential. They're up in like North Phoenix, like the companies like that. And even some of the bigger providers, I think that's a big opportunity. You know, the second thing I would say is just the cloud growth. I mean, the fact that that market has been, you know, tagged by those bigger companies, like this is a market we want to grow in, is a really big benefit. So this is a market we talked about, you know, today that's 300 megawatts. 5 years ago, it was, or in 2015, it was 140 megawatts. It could very easily be like 600 megawatts in 2 years, you know, just based on, or 3 years, based on some of the growth and requirements that are in the market today. So that's a very probably optimistic perspective, but it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, it's certainly within the realm of possibility.
Yes.
You know, given the ability for growth. There's avenues for that growth to happen.
Yes. And, you know, another interesting dynamic over the next 1 to 5 years that we'll see play out in Phoenix is this kind of back and forth between, you know, Goodyear and Mesa. Mm-hmm. And the dynamics that have created that situation, and how, and the data center provider growth in those markets. And so I think like another example in Mesa is like, you know, you have NTT that's building a shell there. But, you know, when you think about Goodyear and Mesa compared to one another, they're similar in that they have, I think you mentioned it before, just like larger tracts of land. They have a pathway to power growth. The thing that I think is interesting about Mesa is like the residential growth around that area. Like that is, the market is moving that way, and you see that. So those sites won't be there forever. And then the other thing is, if you flip to Goodyear, it's more of like an industrial area. So there's a number of like distribution, like facility distribution sites for products of different e-commerce companies, et cetera, that are growing that market. So, you know, while the land is there today, it won't be there forever. And it's weird to think that way in our space, because we've always said like, hey, there's, you know, in certain markets, there's like land, available, and it's easy to find land sites. As this market is changing, that's not the case anymore. You know, it's not like there's just land sites everywhere for data center growth. So as you see that take place, that could move some things to some other areas in Phoenix. So, you know, with all those things going on, I'm really bullish about the market. You know, we it's fun to get to even see these sites and get to watch the growth take place. And you know, Phoenix is a market that I think if you're in this space as a data center operator, but or as an investor, or even as like a data center user, and you've got a big footprint, and you're trying to figure out, like, from a Southwest perspective of the U.S. where to be, and you're not looking at Phoenix, you're probably making a mistake, just because of how much growth is there.
Yeah. Well, that'll be exciting to watch, and again, something that we'll be tracking. Obviously, you can check out datacenterhawk.com for more detail on some of the things you shared. So that was fun. I think we should do this for other markets.
That's right. Let's do it.
There's certainly a lot going on, in again, across the U.S. and even Europe and even APAC coming soon.